This is Narcan, two doses of Narcan that I carry in my patrol vehicle.
The drug is called naloxone, and it is technically referred to as an opioid antagonist.
That is Tom Ferraro.
I'm a professor of biomedical sciences at Cooper Medical School of Rowan University.
In Camden. And
Officer Maureen Bainey from the Camden County Police Department.
She works patrol, 3rd District.
It's an orange box inside. It looks more like a syringe.
So it blocks the ability of opioids to do what they do at the molecular level.
Ferraro says, think of the receptors in your brain as having locks on them. Think of opioids as very special keys. When they get in your system, they seek out those locks on the receptors.
So normally the morphine or the heroin latches on and it's able to unlock the lock.
And it opens and closes that lock again and again.
And then that triggers a cascade of biochemistry inside that particular cell.
This is the basic mechanism of being high. The heroin repeatedly unlocks the lock, releasing from that cell euphoria, happiness, pain relief. But it also tells your body to slow down. Take too much of an opioid? Those keys flood the locks in your brain, and so your breathing and heart rate,
they slow down too slow.
And there you have an overdose.
His lips were blue, his fingertips were blue, he was sweating profusely.
Enter Narcan. Think of it as a key scientists cut to specially fit those locks that heroin likes. But when it gets in those locks, it acts differently.
It's able to, just like morphine, bind, but it doesn't unlock. So it attaches, but it's not able to trigger the cascade of effects inside the cell.
It just sits there, blocking the opioid's access to the lock.
And so you outcompete the morphine.
It all happens very, very quickly.
It's like a countdown.
Almost instantaneously.
The ones that I witnessed, less than 30 seconds it works.
And so if the Narcan's administered soon enough, that slow heart rate, even unconsciousness,
the effects are reversed.
Reversed.
Literally, he's like, watch, it's going to be like a mummy. And they were dead, weren't breathing. They administered and they sat straight up and asked where they were.
It's phenomenal. It truly is an antidote.
Doctors do worry about two things. A really potent dose of heroin could outlast Narcan, and the overdose could come back. More immediately, when Narcan reverses that overdose, it also induces a drug withdrawal. It can be serious, but at the least, really uncomfortable.
At that time, they said, why the F would you do that? You messed up my high, but they weren't even alive when it was happening. So I don't want to say I was excited to use it, but at the same time, it was a neat experience to be able to save somebody.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.